The program is designed for workers who are already employed by a company. During the apprenticeship, the employee keeps getting paid and spends 10% of his or her time in school at a technical college. In Oneida County, that means Nicolet College. Ben Stoliker from the Department of Workforce Development says it's a win-win situation.
It would be a benefit for both sides. For one, the apprentice or the employee is going to get a journeyman's card out of the program. And then the second part is that the employer is going to benefit because he's going to become a more productive worker and a more knowledgeable worker.
Stoliker says some apprentices are just out of high school and some are older workers in their 50s and 60s. Kurt Prefer is a plant manager at HiPro, a company in Rhinelander that makes machine parts. He says he's interested in the apprenticeship program because he needs more highly trained workers.
Well, I think as manufacturers in north central Wisconsin, one of the biggest challenges is skilled workforce. So anything that's made available to develop that workforce within the regional area is a benefit to all of us.
The Department of Workforce Development says there are about 11,000 workers involved in the program statewide. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.